8:44. Now we get into our different view of a highly contentious issue. First of all, Lee Myung-bak is back all over the headlines. Not for the reasons he'd want to be back, it must be said. The ex-president facing a widening probe into allegations that the spy agency and military meddled in politics during his term. And he lashed out recently at the government, making some controversial statements against the Moon Jae-in administration and prosecutors. Let me first introduce Yoo Soo-sun here of the Korea Times. Good morning.
Morning, Alex.
Can you just start perhaps by giving us a brief reminder of what he said?
Right, so the most recent remark was made at the Incheon International Airport last Sunday before Lee departed for a four-day visit to Bahrain to deliver a lecture on the South Korean economy. And there he disparaged the probe as a political retaliation by the Moon administration under the guise of eliminating deep-rooted evils. He also warned that investigations into the scandals would only divide the public and do not much good to the country's security and diplomacy, while it's a critical time for the country to build national security and economy. And of course, as you can imagine, strong reaction came from the political parties here. The liberal parties, including, of course, the ruling Democratic Party, and even the center-right People's Party said he owed the public a sincere apology. However, the main opposition, Liberty Korea Party, echoed Lee's view, urging Moon administration to halt its political retaliation. And I would say the minor opposition bottom party maintained a cooler stance, claiming the government's move is a little excessive and argued it's now time to wait for the court's ruling.
Well, let's get into the paper responses here, perhaps beginning with some editorials from the liberal outlets.
Right, so I'd like to start with Gyeonghyang Shinmun, and regarding Lee's statement, it said it lacks logic and is ironic, as Lee was the one who misused the state institutions in the first place to achieve his political agenda, and the one most responsible for engaging the state agencies in illegal activities. And it said it's astounding that he is criticizing the Moon administration rather than showing any signs of apology or repentance. And regarding Lee, they kind of listed out all of Lee's wrongdoings, such as abusing the spy agency, making blacklists of artists, helping conservative organizations using chaebol and conglomerates, and even intervening in fair news coverage of the media. And it said, going forward, prosecution should proceed, it said, and it emphasized the process of eliminating longstanding evils in society is not political retaliation, but a public judgment of the former president who broke the law.
Yeah, of course, this might suit certain people politically, but first of all, we've got to ask ourselves the question, were laws broken? Was power abused? And should those responsible face the consequences? You've got another liberal paper that no doubt isn't particularly sympathetic towards Lee Myung-bak in the Hangyore.
Right. It made a similar judgment of this probe and about Lee Myung-bak. It said Lee's statement is out of touch with reality, as the spy agency's chief during Lee's term has already been proven guilty by the courts, and the former head of defense ministry has been arrested for using the organization to post politically motivated comments using a cyber warfare command. And it also commented on the motivation of Lee's statements and interpreted it as coming as a way to dilute attention and kind of minimize these accusations taking place, and also paid attention to remarks by his former presidential spokesman, Lee Dong-kwan, who tried to cover up these illegal acts as a strategic act to counter North Korean threats, and that the problematic comments only made up a small portion of the activities. And it also brought up other allegations surrounding Lee as well, and said all of these should be cleared out through the investigation. It also said that it should not be seen as political retaliation by just one particular administration, but a wider call by the Korean citizens.
Very much echoing that previous editorial we touched on from the Gyeonghyang Shinmun. But we can, as always, get the other side of this story, beginning with the Dong-a-Ilbo on the conservative side.
Right. It said Lee Myung-bak is really not the problem. At the heart of the problem is that political retaliation may actually ruin the future of politics, it said. And more or less cited with arguments put forth by Lee's aide that these comments, although have illegal aspects, were made for the purpose of defending national security. And even if there was some illegality involved, it should not be be subject to prosecutorial probe, it said. As if it does, there will be no president who can remain free from such investigation after his or her term. And it did also criticize Lee, Lee Myung-bak, saying he should clarify why such activities took place and take full responsibility rather than shifting the blame onto others. But overall, it showed a hesitant attitude over the probe.
Interesting view that. I'm not trying to take sides here at all. I'm trying to avoid that, actually, especially on an issue like this. But just looking at it from a common sense perspective, to suggest that even if there was illegality, it should not be subject to a prosecutorial probe just because there may be political retaliation involved. That does not sit well with an ordinary sense of justice to me.
Right, and I guess I would also add on to this by commenting on Jungang-ilbo's editorial here. It stressed the need for a prosecutorial probe that maintains a level of restraint and dignity rather than being led on by public sentiment. And it criticized the administration as evoking emotion rather than sticking to the law. And self-righteous justice may only continue to create conflict. So it kind of did reflect the Dong-ilbo's side as well. Again, brought up the North Korea factor, again, citing the importance of looking at the context when these illegal activities took place in 2011 to 2012, it said, the public desired strengthened action by the government to prepare for North Korea's cyber terror. It also mentioned reporting then did say that North Korea was creating a cyber army of 30,000 people and was launching attacks on government institutions, the media, and financial sector as well, kind of justifying these acts here. And it said it is reasonable to criticize a spy agency if it meddled into domestic policies, but warned against generalizing the problem to the entirety of the agency's cyber warfare. And it suggested the probe should proceed in a cool manner, following the law, and warned against evoking public sentiment over the issue. So I guess it has a little more balanced view from Jungang-ilbo.
Yeah, on the North Korea issue, that's exactly right. I'm sure people do want North Korea to be kept in check and for our cyber capabilities to be enhanced. But the whole point was that this was a cyber capability that many feel was used against South Koreans. The idea that every presidency would be engaging in illegal acts as well, that doesn't sit well. The thing is also, Susan, as we close this particular part of the debate, is whether we have to accept there are certain things that have to be kept secret when we're talking about a spy agency, a national intelligence service, by nature, for them to operate effectively against North Korea. We can't hold them to the same democratic principles as other organizations, because North Korea's spies certainly don't have to abide by South Korean rules. And if we want to keep a step ahead of them.
Right. I mean, I don't think it gives full justification for any illegal activities they've done.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But it means that for them to be effective, we are going to have to build trust in them. And is that even possible? Hmm. Let's shift our focus onto another issue which may directly affect the national economy. The government's plan to subsidize smaller firms to reduce the burden of a drastic wage hike next year. So first, again, the details of the plan.
Right. So it was made last Thursday. Government came up with a plan to address the controversial, I would say, minimum wage increase of 16.4% from 6,460 to 7,531, the biggest increase ever. It's part of Moon's broader labor policy to raise the minimum hourly wage to 10,001 by end of his term in 2020. But of course, concerns abound over its ramifications. And this plan is to assuage these concerns as the government plans to inject nearly 3 trillion won, or 2.7 billion US dollars, for companies with less than 30 employees. Mainly, they can receive up to 130,000 won per employee to cover for payroll costs. We don't know yet if this subsidy plan will be put into practice, as it needs Parliament's approval, and the final amount of the support fund may also be adjusted.
So there is this criticism that it's a bit of a band-aid fix, this, that, you know, it's fine for 1 year, but then what?
Right. I wanted to comment on what the business newspaper here had to say about this. Business newspaper casted doubt on the more fundamental fact the government is intervening in the market, saying it should go back to revising the plan on the hike itself. And it's the plan introduced as a mere temporary remedy to address the drastic hike in minimum wage. And it's an irresponsible move on the part of the government. And it even said that it's a sign that the government is acknowledging its mistake over the hike in the first place.
The Financial News also had similar concerns.
Right, it made similar concerns and actually focused more on the consequences the plan would have in the future as well when the government halts subsidizing the businesses.
And even the Hangyore stressed the importance of sustainability.
Right. Hangyore, I think, tried to maintain a level of optimism, but did show a more negative view than the positive, saying the government should be more clear about its future plans.
Well, thank you very much, Susan. Good to have you here today.
Thank you, Alex, as always.
Yes, indeed. Yoo Susan of the Korea Times with our different view.